If you're just joining me here on the JoLynn Thomas Show, before the break, I was talking by phone with Parker Bryant. He is the founder of Daisy and also Jake Westenskow, who is the co-founder of Daisy. And Daisy stands for Differently Abled Individual Social Collective. And this organization is designed to raise awareness and shatter stereotypes about autism and ADHD. It's really about making sure that everyone understands there's room for everyone. So we're continuing our conversation right now with Jake and Parker. I love that you guys are committed to shattering stereotypes. And I think there are a lot of stereotypes that need to be shattered. And I love that you pointed out the individual aspect in all of this, because I think sometimes people get in their mind that this is one size fits all, but there is a broad range and everybody experiences life differently. And I just love the title too, Differently Abled, because you're focusing on what these individuals, yourselves included, are able to give rather than focusing on the negative aspect.
Exactly. Yeah, that's exactly what we hope to accomplish. One way we hope to do this is with club activities. We hope to host activities where we can bring out the creative and powerful thinking that we differently abled people have the potential of within our minds, and we want to show that to everyone. Like, we want to show people that we are capable.
Well, and you know something, I think that given the fact that maybe you see things a little bit differently, that could be really crucial in helping us solve some big problems.
Yeah, like autistic people, myself specifically, like, we do not have a filter in our brain. Like, we see and process everything around us. We take 1,000 different photos of a person's face when we first look at them. That's why we're able to remember faces so well, but not really names, speaking from experience here. But while we may not have a filter in our brain, we're able to perceive so many different things, and that's what makes us amazing at certain things that engage your sensory activity, you know?
Right. Well, this is very exciting, and congratulations on coming up with an idea that has the power and the potential to make a difference for people in our community. And I believe this is going to help everybody, because as you shatter the stereotypes about autism, you're helping everybody in the community, and you're also giving support to the families who have loved ones and are navigating all of this.
Yeah, we want to support especially parents who have autistic children. It's one thing that we're planning on doing for our physical meetups, like our in-person meetups, is we're hoping that parents will bring their differently abled children to these gatherings, so that we can show them at an early age what their different abilities. We want to show them what they have the potential to do with their different abilities, and we want to, uniquely empower the abilities of ourselves.
And that's going to be such a gift to parents and also teachers, for them to understand maybe some of the tools that they can use to reach students with autism, students who are differently abled. That's going to be a real gift. So I so appreciate that you two have come together and decided to make a difference in our community.
We really plan on making a strong difference, and hopefully we can get into Australian internships like we plan and have a booth set up. And parents and students and everybody in the community can come up to that booth, and we'll have some information for them and hopefully some other cool things in store.
One thing that I want to throw out to both of you, let's shatter one stereotype right now. What do you think is the biggest stereotype that the two of you have encountered that's kind of maybe been a roadblock and made things difficult for you?
I think autism with schooling has been hard because it's been harder for me to understand things. And so I've needed some extra help from the teachers. And so I've some teachers I've gotten that from, and other ones I haven't gotten that from. So I guess some teachers may understand it, some teachers may not. And so I've let this group help most of them, hopefully, understand it better.
Right. How about you, Parker?
Well, like I said before, the special needs class, I'm on the higher functioning end of the spectrum, so I would have been okay, I think. In retrospect, I probably would have been okay in the normal classes, like the homerooms. And really, that wasn't the case until high school. And even then, I was actually struggling in school because people didn't really know how to communicate with me. You know, I needed teacher's aides constantly, and I mainly couldn't concentrate because I was so fixated on everything around me. Like I was even with the medications I was taking at the time for these conditions, I still got sensory overload so many times. Even in a quiet classroom, I could hear everything from the plumbing in the walls and ceilings to the buzzing on someone else's phone or something like that. Just everything around me. And so sensory overload was mainly the issue there.
And I love that you're bringing that up, Parker, because I think that's a stereotype that needs to be shattered.
Yeah, even in an environment like the school lunchroom, I was I remember getting constant anxiety just in the school lunchroom because of all the different people talking around me. I could perceive everything. I could hear the noises from the school kitchen, those conversations from other students, the footsteps of other students, the doors of the lunchroom, just everything, you know? It's sensory over. Audio, one thing you can do to calm them down, just put the headphones on them.
What a great tip for parents, Parker. Well, Parker and Jake, I would love to invite you guys to bring your group to KID News Radio sometime, and we can give you guys a tour of Rich Broadcasting and show you around, and it would be a lot of fun to have you guys here.
We would love that. That would be so exciting.
Okay, well, let's make that happen. We'll get it on the books, and we'll have a good time. We'll have a party here at Rich Broadcasting for Dacey. Parker and Jake, thanks so much. We're out of time. Have a good night, everyone.